gives me great pleasure to talk to this lady once again on Brooklyn's Radio. The lovely Kira Lawrence should be there, fingers crossed. Kira, are you there?
Hi, James.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, actually. We're doing all right.
Good.
We're good. Now, obviously, friend of the station, friend of the show. I think it's the fifth time I've interviewed you, nearly. Fourth or fifth?
Yeah, fifth now.
I think we're doing well. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Always interesting to catch up with you because you are a very, very busy lady, it seems. You're always on the go with things. And we've got a few things to talk about today. But before we do any of that, how is everything going with you?
Life has been busy. Work has been busy. And it's just been an amazing trip the last few weeks. I've had some really lovely stuff going on. I've had loads of social media going on. I've had lots of PR opportunities going on. So it has been amazing, but very busy, but all good.
Very busy indeed.
Yes.
That's always a good thing, though, I think, particularly with what you are doing. So obviously you work with Mencap. You are a big campaigner for that, people with disabilities, with mental health disabilities. So talk to us a little bit more about what you've been doing with Mencap recently. I saw you were visited by somebody as well.
Yes. So recently, one of our amazing celebrity ambassadors, the very lovely Kit Harington from Game of Thrones, he came into our building to come and make a video for a piece of work that we're working on at the moment within Mencap. And so he came in to meet all of our team and all of our colleagues. And, of course, he brought the whole office down as soon as he arrived. Everybody flocked over to him, saying hello, getting hugs, getting kisses.
I wonder why.
Yes. Hmm. And I had a lovely chat with him myself and got a photo. And so, of course, everybody then for the rest of the day, we weren't talking about our work. Oh, no. We were talking about Kit Harington.
What a surprise.
Yes.
What a surprise. Well, that's the thing, though, I suppose, when you've got people like that who come into work, you can't keep quiet on that.
Exactly. Because, it's kept quite quiet that he's coming in.
Mm.
And so, of course, then, when I was told he was coming in, and that afternoon, I was at my desk, kind of working, head down, and our chief executive, Jan, who's lovely, 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 lovely lady, she came over to my desk, and she went, oh, hi, Kira, can I just have a word with you? I was like, yeah, sure, in a sec. Turned around and literally he was standing there and I was just like, hi!
Amazing. But it must mean so much, actually, for people like Kit to get involved with charities such as Mencap and organisations. Yes. That's a really big thing for you guys.
Yeah. Also, Kit has a personal link to learning disability. So Kit Harington has a cousin called Laurent who has a learning disability.
Mm.
So he knows firsthand through his cousin what it's like to have a learning disability. He's grown up with him. He's seen the challenges that Laurent faces. He's seen the challenges and discrimination Laurent has faced in his own life. So he is a real ambassador for us. And he can go out there. He can use his name to help Mencap. He can use his name to help raise awareness, which he's done in the media with us, which is amazing.
Mm.
So we're very lucky to have him. And it's really important that we have people who actually have a personal link with learning disability, because then they can actually help us and it's real.
Yeah.
So we're very, very lucky to have him.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's a fantastic cause and I think he's getting behind that, which is very, very important and very beneficial for you guys too.
Yeah.
Now, you say he's a very good ambassador for learning disabilities, but actually, I would say you are too. And your fame is starting to grow slightly because I seem to remember seeing recently your face quite large at a certain music concert.
Yes. So about 4 weeks ago now. Yeah, it was about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, there was.
I was at the U2 concert. So U2 have been out on a world tour because 30 years ago, they launched their Joshua Tree album.
Uh-huh.
So this year, to celebrate their 30th anniversary of the Joshua Tree album coming out, they have gone on a world tour and they have promoted the Joshua Tree album and they brought it up to date. So it's really modern now and it's amazing. And they were at Twickenham Stadium on tour, and I was seeing Edge about a few minutes before the show. I was up in his dressing room and having a chat, and all my family were there, and everybody was saying hello and how are you. And he went, Kira, I hope you really enjoy the show tonight, but make sure you are really, really watching part three of the show, because I think you're going to really like it.
Aww.
I think there's going to be something that you will really love about it. And he then said, we have this feature in part three called Her Story, which is about featuring lots of successful women, all from different walks of life, all through different careers, all through different fields and paths. And he said, there might even be somebody who you might recognise in that kind of feature.
No.
And he kind of teased and went, okay, fine. And so then we went down into the stadium for the beginning of the show. And so, of course, I was dancing along to all, like, the songs and everything.
Mm.
And then part three came, and this Her Story feature started. And it featured all these amazing women from, like, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, up to today. And towards the end, there was a feature about the murdered MP Joe Cox.
Oh, yes.
Then there was a feature about a lady called Malala, who's an amazing, amazing human rights campaigner.
She is indeed.
And then my face flashed up on the screen, and it was amazing. And literally, like, all my family were giddy. Like, we were all like, oh my goshy, goshy, gosh. And literally, I couldn't believe it.
I bet.
And I was told that that minute there would have been 60,000 people in that stadium watching it. And it's amazing because for me, through my work at MenCap, I know that people with a learning disability aren't seen in the media.
Yeah.
And to know that 60,000 people saw a person with a learning disability on that screen, that for me is my work being done right there.
Yeah.
And it just shows actually, if I can be seen, other people can be seen. So I was very proud.
Good. Funny enough, that was answered my next question, because I was going to say, I think if anybody had their face up on a screen in front of 60,000 people, it would be quite a special moment.
But
because of the message behind it, and because of what you do, and because of the really hard work that you do for the campaigning for MenCap and for people with learning disabilities, that must have been such an amazing, amazing feeling.
Oh, I was so proud. And it was lovely, actually, because at that moment, Ed was actually on my side of the stage playing guitar.
Oh, really?
And so I kind of looked up at him, trying to kind of clock his eye line. And just like we had just this amazing moment where I could see my photo and he was like standing above me playing guitar and me just watching him. It was just really lovely. And
I bet.
Felt so proud. And then, of course, my brother and my sister-in-law were with me, so they were really giddy. It was lovely. And my brother even said, you know, I'm really proud of you. You really deserve this. And so, of course, then my whole family were very jealous of me.
And so, oh, I wonder why.
Yeah. So I was very proud, but it was great. And also, you know, my social media following went up that night. Loads of U2 fans were tweeting me and Facebooking me. And they all know about MenCap now. So that's the most important message.
It is indeed. Job done with that one, I would say. Well, Kira, thank you very much for talking to us again. It's quite funny, actually, because listening, so it's the fourth or fifth interview you've done with us, and we've been chatting for about 18 months, two years now. So well done for everything you're doing. Of course,
thank
if you want to find out more about Kira, you can go to the website and we'll put her Twitter feed up on there. And, of course, you can find out MenCap by searching online. Kira, big thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. And can I also say that in October, MenCap are launching a healthcare campaign.
Okay.
And it's all about getting reasonable adjustments so that when people with LD go into hospital, that they have the right support from the beginning, and that hopefully through the campaign we can make sure the NHS are really listening to people with a learning disability. It's going to be really exciting, but there'll be more on my Twitter about it soon.
Lovely. We'll put the details up. It's Kira, C-I-A-R-A. A-R-A-L-E-0-1.
On Twitter, yes.
There you go. That's not bad from memory. Big well done for you, for everything.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for coming on today.
Bye. Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.